Here McDonald is proud of the work Phoenix Society has accomplished in the 4 years he's been with the organization. The BC nonprofit serves low-income, displaced and/or vulnerable residents in a number of Lower Mainland communities, including people in the Tri-Cities. But now, McDonald believes it's time for him to move on. Today, August 26, the Chief Executive Officer, CEO, announced he'll be resigning from the Phoenix Society on September 16, meaning the search for his replacement is set to begin soon. In a statement, McDonald said he's staying in the nonprofit sector and has accepted a position at another organization. During his tenure with Phoenix, the Port Moody resident said he's seen hundreds of people embark on a journey of healing, noting it's the nonprofit's duty to help rediscover the dignity of those in need. "It has been an honor and privilege to lead such an incredible organization. We have confronted massive challenges and Phoenix has played an important role in transforming lives and communities. I am so grateful to have had this opportunity and to be involved in such important work," McDonald added in a social media post about his upcoming resignation. He's been involved in a number of initiatives in advocating for affordable and social housing options in Coquitlam, and Port Moody. As well, several extreme weather shelters were created in his time, amid rising temperatures in recent summers resulting from climate change, and a food truck hit the road as part of a free meal program for registered food bank users. "I have never felt more optimistic about the future of Phoenix, as I know it will continue to be a strong force in supporting the community long after my departure," said McDonald. "It has also been a privilege to walk alongside so many individuals and see their transformative journeys through our programs. At the end of the day, this is really what the work is all about." According to Pat Frewer, Phoenix Society Board President, the organization is set to take on an interim CEO before recruiting someone full-time to ensure a smooth transition once McDonald's time is done. A transition committee has been appointed for what's expected to be a months-long process, Frewer added. "Phoenix's future is bright," he said. "The team has never been stronger. We are well positioned to continue and strengthen the transformative work unfolding at Phoenix, and a search for a new CEO is already underway." For more information on the Phoenix Society, you can visit its website.